Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Aaron and Elizabeth Stone. They wrote a wonderful book called Valley of the Shadow. This book, they share about their experience. Aaron was a teenager, 17 years of age, and attempted to suicide by trying to just find all the pills in the house. She didn't have any previous drug problems before, no depression or anything, but she just shared how powerfully the enemy can lie to your mind. And obviously in our culture today, suicide, unfortunately, is just a rising epidemic in our country, and especially here in Kentucky. And Aaron just shared some things that were going on in her heart, mind, the lies that the enemy was feeding her. And Elizabeth, her mom, talked about it from a mom's standpoint. It was a powerful program. I would encourage, if you missed it yesterday, to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and catch that 14-minute program. But when we finished things up yesterday, Aaron was at the hospital. She did live. It was about 3 days, though. So for a 48-hour period, mom and dad are on pins and needles. And talk a little bit about that, Elizabeth, as a mom, what that was like for you and your husband, and just share about that.
Well, I don't think my husband slept for the entire time. And our pastor did show up and spent about 5 minutes with us, and then he left after saying a prayer, and then we were on our own. And I did contact some of our church friends and asked for prayers. I called anybody I could think of and asked for prayers, and I called some organizations, some Christian organizations that I really trusted, to see if we could find some counseling help for Aaron, because this for me was a statement of faith of saying that she is going to survive this. And one of the things that I would like to say about suicidal depression and desperation is it's the funhouse. When you go into a funhouse at an amusement park, you might see a mirror that makes your head look really big and your feet really small, or makes you look all wavy and everything. But you know you're in the funhouse, and eventually you're going to go out the exit. When a person's in suicidal desperation and depression, they're in the funhouse, they see these distorted views of themselves, and the devil just tells them, this is reality. This is what you look like. This is what's real. And so when you get into that place where you forget that you're in the funhouse and you can't get out, and this can be confirmed and supported by other people, but it could just be you isolate yourself and you don't understand that that is what's happening to you. And that's what happened to Aaron. And that's what happens to everybody who goes through this, that you just don't understand that you are in a distorted view of yourself and that you need to get outside help to get the reality check. Anyway, we basically sat by her bed and watched vigil. At one point, the psychiatrist that was working with her came in and he said, I want to give her a shot. And it may bring her out and it may not. And he came to the bedside, the nurse came in, and everybody else happened to be at dinner except for me. And I was sitting right next to her. And the nurse came in and gave her the shot. And I want to tell you, it was like one of those healings in the Bible. She was coming up from deep waters. Her eyes cleared and focused for the first time. She recognized me and she fell into my arms and she just said, Mommy, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And I just held her and held her. But within 2 hours, the drugs that were already in her system overpowered the injection and she went back down. And we waited and we waited and we waited. And the next day, the psychiatrist came in and said, I want to try the same shot again. And we were not hopeful. We were not hopeful because we just had already seen that it had failed. But we had been praying and everybody had been praying. And so we said, all right. And he gave her the second shot. And the same thing happened again. She came up through deep waters and her eyes focused. And she knew who we were. And this time it took. This time she was far enough out from the overdose that she actually was able to be healed by this injection. And we went through a long time of just the staff at the hospital were wonderful about giving us our space. And we went through a long time. They took the IV out and the other things that had been part of her life for the last couple of days. And we were able to take her home that day. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience, but that started a long process of healing for us.
Well, Aaron, back to you in the book that you and your mom wrote together called Valley of the Shadow. You had a chapter 10 called Aaron's Epiphany, And you said, and when the devil gets a foothold in your life, he tries to claw his way to the surface and cause you to question your reality. This is easier when a person is in a state of confusion and very willing to change themselves to please others. That is why, in my opinion, teen suicide is so high. Satan takes what we desire and distorts it until there is nothing left but the perverted wish of fitting in, of being thin, or needing someone to love you with physical affection. As a young adult now, I can see where my desire to feel love from others was twisted and mutated into an image of hate and anger. Share a little bit about that for parents, you know, about what goes in the minds and hearts of a teenager during those just crucial years of puberty and all those things that are going on. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, I think as you get older, sometimes we start to forget what it was like being a kid and being a teenager. And teenagers is like the worst age group to be in the sense that you're no longer a child, but you're not an adult. And you're trying to figure out where you fit in this world, what you're going to be. Everyone's asking you at this point, what are you going to be when you grow up? Are you going to college? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? You know, you're making huge life decisions, and you're still just a teenager. You're still not a full-grown adult yet, and it is very difficult to try and process all of this and do it all at the same time, you know, and you're still kind of a child. You're not an adult yet, so you're trying to make adult decisions while being a kid. So put yourself back into that mindset of being a teenager, and then you have all of these different things. You know, you have society telling you, you need to be this way. You need to be, you know, sexy. You need to be thin. You need to be, you know, a people pleaser. And I am a people pleaser. Like, I've been a people pleaser my whole life. It's like, wait, but I just want everyone to like me, you know? And when you're a teenager, it's so much more intense. Now as an adult, I can kind of be like, hey, you know, I don't need everyone to like me. That's fine. I'm here to please God and to do what I have to do on that side. So I can take it or leave it now. But when you're 17, you just want people to like you. And you're willing to do things that you, as an adult, are like, wow, I can't believe I even thought that that was okay, you know. You're willing to drink alcohol, maybe. Or you're willing to do drugs, maybe. Or you're willing to, you know, do a crazy diet or whatever it takes to feel like you're fitting in with the right crowd, with the cool crowd and everything. The problem is that you then put yourself into a position where you have gotten yourself away from who you really are, you know, and who God has designed you to be, to the point where, I mean, sometimes for me, I think in some ways I kind of disgusted myself. I was like, wow, you know, a year ago I wouldn't have been like this. So, you know, you put yourself into all of these situations and these thought processes, and then that's when the devil kind of comes in and is just like hitting on you really, really hard and is telling you, you know, hey, like, you're not good enough. No, you need to do this. You remember that time you did that wrong? And it's just a constant replay. And until you get something else in there playing in your head, that is what you hear all the time. So, and as a teenager, it's really hard because you're just hearing this constant monologue from adults, from your peers, from all society, from TV, from media, telling you, you know, this is how you're supposed to be. You're getting really confused and you don't necessarily know what's right. And it's really, really difficult to kind of see your way through all of those different things to where the truth really lies.
Elizabeth, as a mom, what would you want to say to parents out there that you've learned from walking through this experience a few years ago with your daughter Erin when she was 17?
I would say that God is always real and he's always near. I think we get into, in the same way the kids get into the place where they've got this ongoing dialogue inside their head or monologue that says everything is horrible, horrible, horrible. I think what the parents feel is, it's my fault, it's my fault, it's my fault. I'm guilty. And I really felt the accusation of Satan saying, you know, this happened because you're a bad mother. And at one point, I very firmly heard the voice of God saying, this isn't what defines you as a mother. What defines you as a mother is where you go from here. What happens next? What you do with this situation says whether or not you're a good mother. Because it's not as much what we do, it is how we pray for our kids, how we support them, how we love them, and when something goes wrong, that we are still there for them.
Aaron, also in your chapter, in chapter 10 of the book that you and your mom wrote, Valley of the Shadow, you shared something I thought that's just so applicable, not just to teenagers, but to adults. You said, yes, I still struggle with the same problems and desires, but I know that God does not give me a problem that I cannot overcome with his help. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that was something that I definitely had to learn through this experience. It is amazing. I actually heard such a good quote once, and it was, you know, God, why do you take me through such harsh waters? And it said, because your enemies cannot swim. And I thought that was so amazing. And it's kind of along those similar lines where, you know, God puts us in situations and they're really, really hard. And, you know, he didn't promise, the Bible doesn't promise us easy roads. It doesn't promise us, hey, as long as you follow me, everything's going to be great. And as long as you do what I want, you'll have riches and you'll be popular and everything will be perfect. You know, but he doesn't give us something that we can't handle without his help. He doesn't give us situations that, and then go, okay, there you go. Like, let me just let go of you. You're on your own. Like a small child learning to ride a two-wheel bicycle for the first time. He's like, all right, bye. Good luck. I'm going to throw you down this hill. That is what is so amazing about our God, is that he holds on to us and he is there with us through the darkest of times, even when we don't see it. And we're going through, you know, when you're going through those darkest, darkest days, you don't realize what else is going on around you, what he is keeping at bay because it's dark. You know, it's like the monsters in the night. You don't see what's outside of your light that he provides for us because he doesn't want you to. And he's keeping the worst of that away because he's not going to give us something that we cannot handle with his help. And that is something that I believe down to my core. And I think that's something that I'm so passionate about sharing, because people are like, why would God do this? It's so hard. And it's like, yes, he didn't promise us easy. He promised he would be with us through it, and that through him, we would survive. And that is what this is about for me, is that through him, we have surviving, we have thriving, we have growth, and there's so much more beyond today or this week or this year that are really hard. I get it, been there, but there is so much more beyond that, and there's so much more beyond this life that we get to experience as Christians and having an all-powerful God.
Well, I'm going to close our program with this beautiful prayer that you wrote, Aaron, in the book that you and your mom wrote called Valley of the Shadow. You said, dear God, thank you for always being here for me. Thank you for holding me and loving me when I felt no love and no hope. Please continue to look after me during my time of growth and struggle so that I may one day face another challenge and triumph, knowing that you were the true victor and I was just the vessel. Lord, though I'm experiencing a lot of pain and tragedy right now, I know that you will always be by my side to hold me and help me, Lord. You are the light of the world and my Savior and friend. Thank you for being all these things and for giving me the opportunity to see it for myself while I still have time on earth to see. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Aaron, thanks so much for being with us. Man, you've been a blessing, you and your mom. And, ma'am, I know that God's going to use you a lot more in the future. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. If you want to get a great copy of this book, I want to really encourage you to go get a copy of Valley of the Shadow. You can go to their website, valleyoftheshadow.org. That's valleyoftheshadow.org. If you're driving down the road, go to our podcast at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And we will be able to give you all that information. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.